Next individual, please, Carla.
Item 741, request of Donelda Weiss to address council regarding comments made by a sergeant and police officers.
And Edith, thank you for acknowledging the good work of Carla and the clerk staff. They do fantastic work, so thank you for shouting that out. Good morning.
Good morning. I am an invisible woman from a community that is overlooked. I'm a low-income resident of Multnomah County. I'm here to talk about the lack of effective communication between officers and low-income people. I live in Project Housing. I'm a domestic violence survivor that was one of the first in a program called DIVERT. DIVERT placed me in low-income housing to ensure my safety, but in actuality, am I truly safe? I was told by a supervisor at Portland Police Department that we are short three bodies, and I don't have the time to deal with this, and I should be grateful that an officer was there handling the situation. The reason why I called the supervisor was because the officer was judging me by past 911 calls by saying, "Oh, I know you. I dealt with you a few months ago." The officer was talking about a domestic violence situation and acting like I was the problem caller, when in fact, I'm a community leader. I am someone who sticks up for my community and values the area that I live in. I walked away from my abuser to never return. I'm raising three sons that I hold responsible for their actions. So when I see police officers not following the law and making discriminating statements, I will hold them responsible too. Should a mother that is trying to protect their children be ridiculed by the past domestic violence calls from a police officer? Should I be told that they are short-handed and that I should be grateful? No, I am a resident of Multnomah County. I have the right to call the police and not be harassed by them. I have the right to ask for a supervisor and not to be told to be grateful. The police are not here just for the elite. They are here for everyone and anyone who is in need of assistance. I do not call the police often, but when I do, it is because of the safety of my family or myself is in jeopardy. I am tired of feeling like I live in a community that they do not police or that they can ridicule. The stereotype of low-income communities are that they don't call the police. And how can you judge them and blame them? If you want to clean up the areas from gangs, drugs, shootings, and other kind of crimes, then train your officers to protect and serve the vulnerable. Have a community that feels safe when they call the police and not only like they are being judged. Let my son see the justice system not only work for the elite crowd. Let us teach our children that it is safe to call the police. And in order to do that, you have to ensure my community that discrimination and bullying does not exist within the police force, or that the city of Portland is trying to understand the communication gap that is happening when low-income people call 911 and the police respond. Portland Police Department needs to be reminded that they are here to protect and serve everyone. Because right now, in my community, they only see the police and their ineffective abilities to communicate and protect everyone. We, too, want to feel safe.
Thank you, Ms. Weiss.
Thank you.
Could I, first of all, thank you for coming in and sharing your story. It's a powerful story, and it's one of perseverance, which I appreciate. I would love to be able to share that with Chief Outlaw. Could I possibly get a copy of your written statement today?
Thank you.
Yeah, I can email you.
That'd be fantastic. And so, Carla, could you just give an email contact?
Yes.
Thank you for coming in. Next individual, please.